This is Fairhope Hospice Presents, sponsored by Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care and the Pickering House, serving Fairfield, Hocking, Perry, and Athens counties.
Hello,
well,
Kristen Glazier.
What an intro.
Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care, and I understand you guys, I see it all, you guys are everywhere. You're like us, you're just out and about.
I know, I love it.
So what's going on?
Well, it is National UV Safety Awareness Month. Did you know that?
I did not. What's UV?
Yeah, it's the ultraviolet rays, the sunshine. So we're seeing a lot of that this week.
And mm-hmm.
we're just trying to put some awareness out about things to be careful, to be, you know, to take precaution.
Skin
and be
cancer
safe.
Is no nothing
it's
to
no
mess
joke.
With.
Now, it's not.
You have a lovely tan. I have farmer tan.
You do have farmer tan.
I have farmer tan.
I spent a little time in Florida, and you know. Mm-hmm.
Did I, and this is how it turned out.
Well, UV safety is kind of close to my heart.
Yeah.
You know, I've got a family member, my husband, who kind of struggles with that. So, you know, he's under 100 plus sunscreen, and I'm baking in the sun. So, you know, you just need to be safe, and we're spreading the word.
That's but is he of like Norwegian or European descent to where he's got the very fair skin?
No, he doesn't.
Really?
No.
And he still has trouble with the
sun. He does.
Okay.
So, you know, it's just important to be careful. We're spreading the word to the doctors and to mm-hmm. the community just to be cautious, wear your hat, use your sunscreen every single day.
Mm-hmm. I have the problem in the car with my arm where it's, you know, the baking in the sun.
When you're driving, you're in the car too much.
I am in the car a lot.
Yeah, imagine.
I have a side gig that takes me, you know, out of the county. So.
You've got a lot of counties like we do.
Yeah. Well, we've got territory to cover.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah.
Anyway, Fairhope, I've heard from, I saw you in the parade for one thing.
Oh, what
we
a
talked
good
about
day.
That last week. And, you know, that was a big event. And we've got the Perry County Fair next week. We have a presence there as
yes,
well.
Yes, absolutely. So Laura Kennedy is our community education marketer in that area. Mm-hmm. And obviously she is all about the fair. We've got our volunteers geared up to be down there and pass out some goodies. And mm-hmm. So it's always a great, great event. It's huge. It's busy and just a good time for us to mingle with the community that we mm-hmm. serve and get the word out.
Do you know where you're going to be set up?
I don't. I would imagine. I haven't heard that yet from
okay.
Laura. I'm guessing it's probably where we were last year, right near you.
Yeah. So you're the commercial building.
Right.
And so we're with the Perry County Tribune, usually on the back wall and
mm-hmm.
easy to find. And Fairhope is, I think, literally just around the
right
corner.
Right around the corner
mm-hmm.
from you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll have to grab Laura if she's there and get her on the air. We're going to be 5 to 6 every day broadcasting.
Great. Sounds good.
And then Art Walk is 1 week from tomorrow night.
Right.
And I know we'll come back and talk about
okay.
What your involvement is, because I know that Fairhope has been involved for many years.
We have.
Kristen Glazier and Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care, home of the Pickering House.
Home of the Pickering House. Let's give that number.
Okay. Well,
we
first
always forget.
I'm gonna say, let me get the rhythm. Home
okay.
of the Pickering House, 282 Sells Road, Lancaster, 740-654-7077. If you still have long distance where you are, call 800-994-7077 and be sure to like their Facebook page because they post all kinds of positive and celebratory things.
Absolutely.
Celebrating life.
Yes.
There, I did my little
thank you.
I got into rhythm there.
Thank you.
When we left off, we were talking about Art Walk, and I know you have some involvement there as well.
Right, we do. We've been privileged to have a spot at Fairfield Federal where we kind of, you know, in the past, we've done several different things. We've promoted art from, we have a very talented volunteers, but we have a volunteer that does a lot of photographs of mm-hmm. the Pickering House and just some beautiful work. Rick Schneider, our very own Rick Schneider, mm-hmm. has had his books there. So we're excited for the Art Walk.
You still claim Rick Schneider?
I do. I get to see him a couple times a week,
I mean,
and it's a pleasure.
He's still volunteering, right?
He volunteers 2 or 3 times a week
okay.
from 4 to 8 p.m. at the Pickering House. Greeting families, checking on our staff. Rick has not changed a bit.
He's just gone from paid to volunteer.
Yeah.
Well, he's cut back a little bit, but not that much.
No, he hasn't.
So, well, that's great. So Fairfield Federal.
Yep.
Okay.
I want to tell you something that I got to do last week.
Okay.
So last Friday, I had the privilege of traveling through town in the plan van with Jennifer Sitterly and Sitterly Law.
Okay.
So I don't know, for those of you that don't know very much about that, she is a huge advocate for community members having their affairs in order.
Mm-hmm.
She supports veterans, those folks that are not able to get out to come to her office. So she takes that van, the plan van, once a month out, schedules appointments, mm-hmm. goes to people's homes.
She makes house calls.
She makes house calls.
An old-fashioned way of doing things.
And I'll tell you what, I had the privilege of going with her. I said, hey, can I ride along? This is really, you know, it's really cool. It's a great mission.
Kristen and Jen in the plan
van. We did. We traveled all over. We got to help a couple of people in this community. And she does such a great job. Her heart is just in the right spot. And she really, truly just wants to help people.
And you're talking about estate and financial planning, right?
Right. And it's not even so much that. It's just, you know, something that we don't often, a lot of people, I think of until they need the services, sort of like hospice. But it's having your power of attorney for healthcare.
Yeah, your durable power of attorney, healthcare power of attorney.
Right. You know, having a living will. Do your loved ones know what you want if mm-hmm. something were to happen to you? Do you have someone that can make good decisions for you if you can't?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have finance? You know, let's say we break a leg and we're in the nursing facility and we're not able to write checks and pay bills. Who's going to do that for you?
Right. And by the way, if there's somebody that has nobody, there are representative payee plans, and there are those are available through, I just call 211 in Fairfield County, and they can get you hooked up with Meals on Wheels and
right.
some places that offer those kind of services.
Absolutely. And you know, the services that she provides are free to those that mm-hmm. she serves. So
really?
She applied for a grant
mm-hmm.
and received it. And so when, you know, I was with her, we were talking to one person, and he said, well, I really need to know what this is going to cost me before we move on. And she said, everything that I can do for you today, those power of attorney papers will be free, no mm-hmm. charge to you. I think it's amazing.
And she's located downtown. She's in the mid-off,
uh-huh.
and right in the middle of everything. And good to see, and great community service.
Absolutely.
Awesome. So Jennifer, hats off.
Yes, it was a fun day.
Kristen is the CEO, the boss, the decision buck stops here at the desk person at Fairhope.
That is what's on the door.
And it's been a summer of, well, an interesting summer with Fairhope, you know, with Chester's passing, you know, and I don't want to, you know, belabor that, but Chester was such a beloved part of the Pickering house.
Yeah.
We have an ice cream social coming up, though, don't we?
We do, August 4th.
That's like two weeks away. Yeah.
The annual Virginia L. Pickering social, ice cream social.
Mm-hmm. Why is that important?
She made it important. Mm-hmm. From what I understand, from her time of staying at the Pickering house, ice cream was her thing. Mm-hmm. Every night she had ice cream. And so she said, when I pass, this is what I want you to do. So every single year, August 4th is the day that we have ice cream. We have volunteers that come in. We serve lots of, you know, Sundays, the public is welcome. Come in and just get some ice cream, mm-hmm. have a seat, look at what Virginia was able to, you know, really mm-hmm. give us and
right.
what we've done with that and how it's blessed the community.
So traditions like that are important to you.
They are.
That is, it's important to honor, you know, honor your word that you're going to do it. And then also honor the people that have made this possible.
Right. You know, she trusted those that came before me. She trusted them with her finances, with her gift.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's important for us to continue to honor that and move forward, because we have a lot of, you know, we have a lot of people in the community that trust us. Mm-hmm. They trust us with their donations. They trust us with their family, with their loved ones. And so it's important for us to continue and build that trust.
Last segment here, we talked about the plan van and planning and what Jennifer Sitterly has been doing.
Mm-hmm.
This would be a great time to say, how about leaving something in your estate
yeah.
to Fairhope?
Yeah, you know, we are regulated by Medicare. We get money from Medicare. We get money from insurances. But really the meat of all the things that we're able to do and provide to our families comes from our memorial fund mm-hmm. and those donations. So when you read the obituaries, like I know we all do, and you see donations left to Fairhope or the Pickering House, it's so important. And we mm-hmm. we have a lot of family, and we have a lot of people that we've taken care of that in their will, they will say, you know, I want this portion, or I want mm-hmm. every month I want this to go to Fairhope. Mm-hmm. Those gifts are so tremendously appreciated. That's what keeps us going.
Mm-hmm. And that's a great idea. It's a great way to pass it on in perpetuity.
Mm-hmm.
But also, and I've seen this a lot, in lieu of flowers, make a donation to Fairhope.
Right.
You know, when somebody passes. And We've done that. We'll write the check in honor of whoever it is that's passed.
Right. The flowers are beautiful and those are important, but everybody has a thought, you know, just like we were talking about your legacy and, and what you want to leave behind. If we've touched your life like that and you feel, how can I help? How can I give back? You know, if you can't make a donation, volunteer, but if you can, you know, leave a small donation is you know, incredibly helpful.
Any size. It doesn't,
any size.
You know, from, and again, it's great to have those million-dollar donations.
Right.
But most people can't do that, but they can do something.
Right. And, you know, here's a cool thing. Do I have a second to tell you a cool thing?
I'll give you a second to think about.
Okay. So the fair's coming up. And, you know, we're talking about small donations, large donations. Last year, we had a young lady and some of our employees' family that sold their animals at the fair came in and gave that money to Fair Hope. Those are children. That's our future.
Let's end on that note.
That's right.
That's just a great way to end today.
Yep.
Thanks, Kristen.
Thanks,
and
Mark.
As always, great information. Fair Hope Hospice and Palliative Care. Once again, 740-654-7077, 800-994-7077.